A gaí nuis le dá fátar ó chuig an clár starra. An ocht a táim ag caiint limogéire san gapach. On the history program tonight, Acada, I'm speaking with William J. Maguire of Lee House Kappa, and there's a reason for it. And Billy is president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and his family have long connections with it. And the 21st of January is a very important year in Irish history, because on that day, the First Dáil meets and the IRB vested the Republic in the Mansion House in Dublin. I suppose, Billy, you might, you're welcome to the programme, Billy, and you'll tell us about what happened on the first day.
Well, thank you, Seamus, and good evening to your listeners. It was the First Dáil Éireann, Seamus. I'm very particular on the Royal Dáil and Senator Ráchtas and Dáil Éireann. Dáil Éireann is a 32-county mandate, and the Irish Republican Brotherhood, they founded the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, Dáil Éireann, and the Sovereign Republican Dáil Éireann Courts.
You're saying it happened on the 21st of January
1919.
Okay.
You want to start really, that we want a truth commission for all the information to come out.
But it's supposed to be, give us the start of the organisation.
Well, the organisation was founded by James Stevens in 1858 in 16 Lombard Street.
In Dublin.
It was a timber yard, timber yard. And it was founded on St. Patrick's Day. And the reason that we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and you see our tricolour flag, that's the Irish Republican Brotherhood's tricolour flag.
Right.
And the reason you see all the harps and sovereign seals and shamrock, they're all Irish Republican Brotherhood symbols.
All right.
And that's the reason why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I suppose it's important, Billy, is that was the response of the famine Irish really in America,
that's exactly
wasn't it?
Exactly it. And the Fenian Brotherhood, founded by John O'Mahony in Dohany's in New York, they're the sister organisation for so they're two sister organisations. But we should say that the Irish Republican Brotherhood, they're not really a political party as such. They were the umbrella group for all those organisations, and at that time they were the umbrella organisation for Sinn Féin was the political wing, Óglan na hÉireann was the military wing, thus the Irish Volunteers, and Cumann na mBan na Fianna Fáil na hÉireann. It was to unite all the people of the 32 counties to get our independence, and as you rightly say,
sovereign independence,
sovereign republic, and sovereign, the people became sovereign on the 21st of January 1919.
Okay.
And the mandate that I have,
I suppose, really, we should say that the English are subjects of the crown.
That's exactly it. In the crown of England, and the people there in Britain are subjects to the crown. Whereas here, on the 21st of January 1919, by the will of all the people, people became the sovereign. And that's it. The sovereignty is very important from that point of view, that the crown is, that's royalty. But the crown, it's the harp that is the sovereignty. With all the harp is the covenant between God and man, with all the information and knowledge for his planet Earth and our civilization. And the crown then is, that is royalty. Royalty is driving around, I always say, in a coach and four, waving to your subjects.
Okay.
But the sovereignty is what's crucial. Every child is born sovereign. And that's the old Celtic sovereignty, which predates Roman Catholicism, when every child was born sovereign and has a sovereign right to the first four strings of the harp are earth, air, fire and water, man's intellect and reason and his five senses. And we have the sovereign trinity then. That's the 12 strings that make up our sovereign seal.
Okay.
The Book of Psalms is the Psalter and our sovereign seal is the Psaltery. It's the instrument that accompanies the Psalms. It's Anno Domini 2015. And that's why we turn the sovereign seal every year. It's in an extra, another year. And that's, it's important to get the background for it. And it's also important to get the background of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And I want this truth commission, we're talking about it for 90 years and it hasn't come out yet.
All right.
And we want to start in 1912, when Sir Edward Carson founded the Ulster Volunteers.
Okay.
And that was the covenant, the Ulster Volunteer Covenant.
Yeah.
And the covenant, and then in 1913, the intelligence officers of the Irish Republican Brotherhood reported to the Supreme Council of the Irish Republican Brotherhood that Guinness's and Lord Rothschild and Robert Kipling had given £250,000 sterling to buy the top class German arms.
That time, yeah.
And as a consequence of giving that, to arm them, that became the UVF army in 1913. That's a crucial, that is crucial, because we often talk about Collins had to sign under the threat of immediate and terrible war. That's where you're coming back to, 1913,
right,
when the UVF broke the covenant and declared, you never take the harp to war. And that's what the Hebrew people did. And that is the cause, that in 1913. And as the consequences of that, the Supreme Council of the Irish Republican Brotherhood founded the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizens Army as a defence force,
okay,
to defend the citizens and the state. And this, our state is the Sovereign Republic of Erin. That's what they did. And then in 1914, the UVF army declared war on Britain and Ireland if home rule was imposed by the British government.
Okay.
And that's the start of all our
they had big support with the British military, Billy.
Well, Guinnesses, of course, were a unionist family.
Yeah.
And that hasn't come out. And this thing, Guinnesses doesn't have a license to brew Guinness. Yeah, they're getting all this from the Crown of England and have the harp. That's a desecration of our sovereignty and of the harp, which is the covenant between God and men. And this, you can't have a peace and reconciliation process until all this information comes out. And we want a proper chronology of events from 1912. Right up to 1914 then, in 1914 when they declared war on Britain and Ireland. And in 1913, when the UVF army, the Supreme Council of the Irish Republican Brother were looking for a circle and a cell to collect the intelligence on the Crown forces and on the UVF army. And my granduncle Tom and Sam Maguire, who were secretary of the Irish Republican Brother, they volunteered. And Tom was sent to Calcutta in India to collect all the intelligence on the Crown forces. And Sam was sent to the post office in London. And he brought that intelligence. He got into the desk where all that intelligence from all over the world was coming through his desk, and every Saturday he brought that to Vaughan's Hotel. And
he physically travelled back to Dublin.
He came back every Saturday with all the intelligence,
okay,
reports. And we only had a room in Vaughan's Hotel, the Irish Republican Brother. They had many rooms around the city and around the county, and they had, okay, rooms in England, but they didn't have a proper headquarters.
All right.
So then we had the guns, orders they had.
But they mentioned John Redmond, Billy, I suppose.
Well, that's what was important in 1914. That they declared war if home rule, and John Redmond was the one who was proposing a home rule. We were never going to get home rule. The British government were telling the UVF one thing, and they were telling the Irish the other thing. Then they were telling John Redmond something else. But the facts are that in 1914, the UVF army declared war on Britain and Ireland, and Germany would have wiped out. That's the intelligence reports. They're all in the Vaughan's Hotel papers. All those intelligence reports, which were given to the University of Limerick, and in 1914, if the UVF army had attacked Britain, which they intended to do, Germany would have wiped out Britain. So they completely capitulated to the Ulster Volunteers,
okay,
army. The Ulster,
yeah, the of course, the senior British politicians were helping him too, Billy, wasn't
they? Sure, the Crown forces, and that's why it's important to keep that in mind about immediate and terrible war,
right?
And the Irish Republican Brotherhood in 1922, and Collins would have known very well the situation, that they had all these guns and they had all the backing of the Crown forces.
Right. Should they have brought in 25,000 rifles?
25,000 of the top class German rifles.
Right.
And how could that British government allow that to happen? And instead of that, Lord Rothschild got he got a title, and so did Guinness's.
Right.
And they betrayed the Crown. I mean, instead of for treason, they should have been indicted for treason.
Right.
And what about the rest of the country? We were totally, I told you that Britain totally capitulated to the UVF army. And they're the facts of the matter. We could only deal in facts.
Right.
And the orders they collected here, they had, I think, around £1,500 to buy guns.
Right.
And I know, because a lot of those old guns ended up in Willowbank, up under the attics when they came from Vaughan's Hotel, and they were only all antique things. They were, I'd say, they were useless things,
yeah,
most of them.
They were all guns when they bought them.
They were only all, you would say, antiques even in those days.
Right.
They were useless, and that's all they had.
Single shot, most of them.
Well, you see, they couldn't compete with that money, you know. And all these wars, they all cost a lot of money. But right. that is still there. That has never been had. Now, we can take up then 1915 and, you know, then we can talk about the odd and that in 1916. But from my point of view and my family's point of view, Tom was collecting all that intelligence in Calcutta in India. And as you know, India's independence came out of the Vaughan's Hotel papers. And that was the, we had the GA was the backbone of our independence here. They had a club in every little town and,
right,
and village in
Ireland. The training of the manhood of Ireland.
That's exactly, and the Hurleys, the Tipperary Rifles and all that. They had nothing else. But the point is that in 1917, for the revitalization of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and I can read the piece for you in a moment, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, my family, we bought Vaughan's Hotel, 29 Parnell Square, as the headquarters of the Irish Volunteers and Citizens Army and Cumann na mBan and Éin na hÉireann and the whole lot of them, and as a headquarters, and we donated £1 million to set up. It wasn't just to give them training. It was to set up the 32 county election of 1918, to set up Dáil Éireann, to set up the Sovereign Republican Dáil Éireann courts, the four courts, and to set up the War of Independence as a defence force. And that's where that. Now, we also have to bring in James McGuire, who was chairman of Friends of Irish Freedom in America. They collected all the money in America, but that money was for, on the 21st of January 1919, all the organizations, all the institutions of the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, that's right. what it was, the Sovereign Republic of Éire.
Right.
And they were all up and working on the 21st of January.
That was the day of the Sovereign Constitution was introduced.
That's the Sovereign Constitution, they were all.
It was unanimously adopted.
And by the will of all the people of the 32. And the tricolour flag, which was taken down by Dermot Lynch from the GPO in 1916 and kept in Vaughan's Hotel, and was ratified by the will of all the people, that the green was next to the pole, the white and the orange.
Okay.
And it was Dermot Lynch, who was a great man who I knew very well, and that's where all that information comes from. But it's important in America because that money was collected for all the institutions to set up the ESB, to set up roads, industry, schools, hospital. Joe McGrath, you know, set up the hospital sweep.
To finance the war, I suppose.
But all that money was collected in America, and that was for those the institutions of the state of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And that money was misappropriated by politicians. Right. De Valera has to be questioned on where he got the money for the Irish press. That money was Irish Republican Brotherhood money. And where he got the money to set up Fianna Fáil. And Cumann na Gael has to be asked, where did they get the money to set up Fianna Gael? And that's where the money came from. That money was never intended for only for the institutions of the state and for the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And that is, and I will read that part here. This is Dermot Lynch's.
Oh, yes.
It was at this time of renewal and acceleration of activities in 1917 that a divergence of opinion as to the strategy became apparent between De Valera and the revitalized IRB. Eamon De Valera was a reluctant secret society member, and he now distanced himself from his former comrades in the IRB, arguing that the organization was no longer needed in the campaign for national independence. In contrast, Lynch was adamant, as was Michael Collins, that the IRB campaign had to continue, and that it was only through the IRB methods that independence would be achieved. And I think that is quite correct, that statement. And I know Collins had to step down from the Irish Republican Brotherhood before he signed the treaty. He was president up to that, and then he couldn't sign the treaty. Because what we got in 1922, under the threat of immediate and terrible war, which we know from 1913, and we know from 1914, and we know in 1922, and we know that that immediate and terrible war is the King George V imposed in 1922 a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional government. That's what you have today. And all this secrecy and all this about, oh, they can't go to the 21st of January because all this information, the citizens have a right to that information. That tricolour flag is our tricolour flag. And you saw Michael D. Higgins taking our tricolour flag without our permission to Windsor Castle. And I asked about that flag. Why did they do it? So we didn't take, this is the Department of Foreign Affairs, we didn't take the Irish Republican Brothers his tricolour flag. We took a fourth colour. They put a gold fringe around it and called it an admiralty, British admiralty colour around our flag. That made it a fourth colour. And I think that's disgraceful. Thank God the Chinese who'd come down and gone to the trouble to do their homework on our flag and that wouldn't allow it in China. They wanted the tricolour flag, green, white and orange, that flew over the GPO in 1916. That's our official flag. And I think it's a disgrace. The Irish Republican Brotherhoods abhor war, they abhor violence, corruption, maladministration, malnourishment of their citizens, propaganda, lies and deceptions. Sovereigns don't live like that. And we abhor that. We want a truth commission for all this information to come out. And I have a photograph here which I showed you. If anybody wants to see those photographs or those letters that we're talking about, you go into billymaguire.com or go into the Irish Republican Brotherhood.com. IE, and you'll see all the symbols of the state up there. There's a photograph there, which I'm showing you, Seamus, right, of in 1950, when my father, as president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, was invited to by Pope Pius VI to Rome.
Pius XII, yeah.
And he had a private audience with the Pope, of which it was discussed. That was the start of the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process. And it was predicated on a truth commission starting from 1912 to tell the truth of what happened in the state and how we were so badly treated over home rule and everything else. You know, we are sovereign citizens and sovereigns don't behave like that. Now, as I always said, every child is born sovereign and has a right to the first four strings, earth, air, fire and water, right, man's intellect and reason and his five senses. That's the nine strings, that's what the Queen has. And the 12 then is the sovereign trinity. But every child has a right to the asses of the state.
Might tell us something about our friend David Lynch, Billy. He was very important.
He's the definitive work on 1960.
He was secretary or something, wasn't he?
He was very high up in the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And he went to America and he spent, the reason he wasn't executed, he's the only definitive work on 1916 because he was the only one that survived 1916.
That's true.
And he took down the tricolour flag. He told me that himself.
And he was the last man to leave the
GPO. He was the last man with the tricolour flag and under his arm, and that was kept in that room in Vaughan's Hotel until we bought it in 1917.
Okay. They got the other flag, the Irish Republic, the green one.
They got the green flag with the Irish Republic.
That is. And they were photographed in front of it, Billy, the British military.
Yes, but the point is the tricolour flag, the green, white and orange, that flew on, was never captured by anybody.
Very good.
And it was ratified by the will of all the citizens of the state on the 21st of January 1919 in the cabinet room and in the round room by Dáil Éireann and in Vaughan's Hotel where it was.
That's very good, Billy. We'll take a short break then. I'm going to whistle on the history programme tonight. I'm speaking with Billy Maguire. And the reason that Billy came in this week is that next Wednesday is a very important day for members of the IRB, and it commemorates the vesting of the Sovereign Republic in the Mansion House in Dublin in 1919 on the 21st of January. And Billy's family have long connections with the IRB. His father before him, his two uncles and grandfather, his two granduncles, Billy, was it? And grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
Held the position of president of the IRB, and Billy mentioned earlier in the programme that Michael Collins was also president of the IRB, and so were, you know, the IRB was by far the most important driving force in the renewal of Irish nationalism at the beginning of the, I suppose, the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th. And Limerick has always had a very strong connection with the IRB. The IRB presence, the Republican presence in Limerick has always been important, and they played a very important role in 1916 and again in the War of Independence. And it's something that Limerick people should be proud of. But our unhappy history with the Civil War and with the dividing of the plenipotentiaries, apparently the British managed early on to separate Collins and Griffith from the other plenipotentiaries. And I was reading Nulla Go Gaire at an earlier program, and Nulla Go wrote on that, and it's Margal na Saoirse, I suppose, is it the bargaining for freedom. But he says that five of the six plenipotentiaries that we know, you know, were hardly heard of, you know, before that, and that these were the people who would afterwards make the decisions, but it was disastrous for Ireland. So every year since, Billy, on the 21st, there's a ceremony to commemorate that, isn't that right?
It's the 96th anniversary on next Wednesday, the 21st of January,
okay,
of the Sovereign Republic of Éire, Dáil Éireann, the Sovereign Republican Dáil Éireann Courts, and the War of Independence. They were all declared from Vaughan's Hotel first in the morning, and then at 12 noon in the Cabinet Room in the Mansion House in Dublin, which they called the Dining Room, but was the Cabinet Room on that occasion.
Okay.
And then by Dáil Éireann in the Round Room in the afternoon. And there isn't even a plaque up in the Mansion House to say that this is where the state was. They, as you know, they gutted Vaughan's Hotel. They sold it. John Bruton was involved in that with Jim Kemmy. Hugh Coveney was the provisional minister. They're only provisional ministers. And why they can't come out and tell the truth to people, I don't know. That's the mess we're in today. Nobody tells the truth. All this going on, propaganda, lies and deception. Wait till you see, will RTE even mention it next week? No.
All right. And you used to get in, Billy. You had access to the Mansion House.
I had access always to the Mansion House. Now, it was always very difficult in beginning years because they always claimed that the UVF were going to come down and blow up the Mansion House, because that's where a Sovereign Republic of Éire was on the 21st of January 1919. And there was always, you know, quietly. But in latter years then, I actually had the Mansion House to myself, as you know. We'd go in there, the door, there was nobody in the Mansion House, and I'd pull the door at 1 o'clock, having done our commemorations. But no press, they're not allowed to interview me. RTEs are not allowed to go and show the ceremony. And I'd like to know, if you ask a few questions, the Lord Mayor last year wouldn't allow us, O'Sheen Quinn, in, because he's a member of the Bar Council, and he's prohibited from reading the 1916 proclamation.
That was the first time you were stopped.
That was the first time we were stopped. Right. Well, before that, we had been reduced in numbers,
okay,
down to 20 only. And,
oh, yes.
And then last year we were stopped. We weren't allowed in. And I knocked on the door, and I was told, you know, we weren't and we wouldn't. And I said to him, take down our tricolour flag. I would like to see our that is a desecration of our tricolour flag. And I asked him to show the licence. The Lord Mayor of Dublin has to have a licence. And you saw last year the Garth Brooks concert, and RT were coming out that the Dublin City Manager had issued 3 licences for the Garth Brooks concert, and I got on to our RTE and said, get him to show the licence, and they kept on at them, and it came out, they couldn't show the licence because they didn't have a licence for the Garth Brooks concert. And then they said, well, what have you got? And then they had a permit. I said, well, show the 3 permits then for the Garth Brooks concert, and they couldn't show the 3 permits because they didn't have it. And then I said, well, what do you have? We have a planning permission. That's what they had. They had nothing at all. And it was the Americans who were putting the finger on Garth Brooks. They're not having any more. That not one of those corporations here has a license, a legal, valid or bona fides. If you hadn't got a license on your passport, the GA took it off, as you know, in 2007, the sovereign seal of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. On the tricolour, it's the Sovereign Republic on its own.
Tell us about that, Billy. It was very serious, really, with the GA. You know,
well, that's, and that it was the Sam Maguire and the Liam McCarthy trophies are Irish Republican Brotherhood trophies, and the medal is an Irish Republican Brotherhood medal. It has the sovereign seal.
The symbolism of the movement.
And it's in 1910. Seamus, that how coveted that medal and the Sam Maguire and the Liam. I mean, that's our people. 70 million people that are thrown to the four winds, as we say in the world. Okay. And the GA was the backbone of our independence because it was the Irish Republican Brotherhood who they founded the GA.
Right.
Michael Cusey was only fronting for the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And It was so important, and those people were so united. So in 2008, they decided to change the organisation without telling anybody, from a national organisation to a corporate body, and they took off the sovereign seal and era off the medal. It's now only a GAA final. And those people out there, those young people out there, the training and everything else they do, think they have an All-Ireland medal. They haven't. They've only got a GAA medal, which is of no consequence or no value to anybody. But we did, everybody donated the gold and silver, and we made a beautiful set of medals for Clare and for Dublin. But the GAA told the players if they accepted the medal, they would never play for their county again. It's all about money, Seamus. They were trying to sell the GAA to Sky. I would like to see the licence, because all licences are only legitimate from the 21st of January to the 20th of January each and every year, when they return to the sovereign citizens on that 20th of January and to the Sovereign Republic of Éire and the sovereign government. That's what the, because you, that's how you control these corporations and that. No matter what corporation or whoever's here, the Lord Mayor doesn't have a license. I've asked him to show his license. He cannot show me a license. And yet they pretend they do this and that. There's not Dublin City Council, who he's the head of Dublin City Council. They don't have a license, and that's, it's time the truth came out. All they've got to do is to show that if you went off to another country, Seamus, with your passport, and you hadn't got the sovereign seal on it, you'd be turned back, because it's the seal that makes it legal, valid and bona fides. And people have to, and it has to have air underneath. I see bills coming out from the revenue commissioners and from all sorts of departments now. They're not entitled to use air under the on the sovereign seal. They're not entitled to use, but it's like I said to you about Michael D. Higgins taking the tricolour to Windsor and putting the gold braiding around it. Oh, it's a fourth colour. It's not the Irish Republic. We're not taking it. It's like, that is not legal, valid or bona fides. And it's like the courts. The courts have our tricolour flag over the sovereign Republican Dáil Éireann court. They have our symbols up in the courtrooms. You see them, 13 strings with air underneath it. And yet they don't recognise the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, as founded by the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And as Mary McAleese said, they're under English common law. And I'm looking at De Valera's 37 constitution. This is supposed to be, you hear Fianna Fáil, I heard it last night on Vincent Brown again, talking, it's the only Republican party, Fianna Fáil, and all this. Well, if it is the only Republican, go to De Valera's 37 constitution, which he rejigged the sovereign constitution. He was colluding with the British. They wouldn't allow him to put Republic in. And the name of the state, you can go find it yourself on page, what page is that now? Anyway, the state. Article 4, De Valera says the name of the state is Éire, or in the English language, Ireland. That is wrong. That is not correct. The name of the state is the Sovereign Republic of Éire. That is the name of the state. And Article 5, Ireland's a sovereign, independent, democratic state. Ireland's a sovereign, republic, independent, democratic state. And here they are, sitting at the table in Europe with our tricolour flag and pretending they're a sovereign government when they're only a provisional government imposed by King George V in 1922 as a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional government. And Michael D. Higgins went off down to South Africa and he would not say that, and I think this is a disgrace, and he should be asked. He's, and the Queen, after his speech in Windsor Castle, she congratulated him and said she and her ministers are behind him as president of the Free State. That's what she called it. It's up there in black and white, and anybody wants to go and read it, you go up to billymaguire.com or irishrepublicabrother.ie and you'll see all those, and you should educate yourself and stop listening to this old propaganda and lies and deception that we're getting every day. You're a sovereign citizen, and it's time you stood up if you're going to accept that, because what you're doing is you're enslaving your children and your grandchildren, and you'll have to account for that someday.
Very good, Billy. That's good. So on Sunday, Billy, there'll be the reading of the, we'd say in 1919, there were declarations to the free peoples, weren't there?
Yes, as well as that, we have all the, we start on Wednesday on the 21st, and we start at the Mansion House.
At 12 noon.
At 12 noon. And as you know, we read the proclamation.
Okay.
And we read the sovereign constitution.
Right. They were all IRB.
They're all IRB. They were the ones who founded the state, and they founded every and this thing that people more propaganda. All the institutions of the state were up and working on the 21st of January 1919. You know, Michael Collins was Minister for Finance in 1922. He was only Provisional Minister for Finance, and you know the whole all those institutions that. And yet, I have a letter here from Fomenda Kenny, who I invited to that. And he says, this is the letter, and I'll read it out. Dear Mr. Maguire, the Taoiseach, Mr. Endicenny, he's not Taoiseach, he's Provisional Taoiseach. Endicenny TD has asked me to refer to your invitation to attend the Irish Republican Brotherhood's 96th anniversary of the turning of the sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann ceremonies. He has it right there on the 20th. It's the Royal Dáil and Senator Ráchtas. That's what's Leinster House. Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House, nor can it sit in Leinster House. It's the Royal Dáil and Senator Ráchtas, that was imposed by King George V. That's what sits in Leinster House.
But he took the sovereignty of the people then, George V.
He usurped the sovereignty of the citizens and of the state for himself. That's why you had to allegiance to the crown.
Yes, they were a provisional.
That's why they're only provisional government.
Set up a provisional government.
And that's why. But it's there. If they only give the people, our people are sovereign and our people are great people, but they're denied all this information. But I do like Enda Kenny's letter. William James Maguire, Irish Republican Brotherhood, Lee House, Capa, Skeeton, County Limerick. It's the first time they've ever recognised the Irish Republican Brotherhood. But it says then the Taoiseach, I would say Provisional Taoiseach, has asked me to say that due to the prior commitments, he regrets that he's not in a position to accept your kind invitation. And our secretary told me that last year they've some sort of a mass someplace in Dublin in the morning, and that's the only event they have on. The Taoiseach extends his best wishes. Yours sincerely, Niamh O'Brien, Appointment Secretary. And here's the letter from the Lord Mayor. I am in receipt of a letter dated the 8th of December 2014 from yourself to Minister Heather Humphreys, a Provisional Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. In this letter, you invite the Minister to attend the ceremony of the turning of the sovereign seal, she should say Dáil Éireann, at the Mansion House on the 21st of January 2015. As advised in my letter dated the 30th October, I have refused permission to use the Mansion House on this day for your ceremony. I attach a copy of my letter in case you did not receive the original. I've also advised the Minister that the ceremony will not be held at the Mansion House on this day. I would be grateful if you would refrain from issuing invites to this ceremony in the Mansion House on the 21st of January. Yours sincerely, Christy Burke, Lord Mayor of Dublin. Now, that is quite extraordinary. And as you know, the Holocaust will be commemorated in the Cabinet Room, 150 members there. I think it's the Sunday or Sunday week, very shortly after us anyway. And they will all be invited and they'll all be welcomed. And yet, where our state was founded by our Irish volunteers and Irish Citizens Army, Oglin Aherne, the Sinn Féin won the 32 county election of 1918 and Oglin Aherne won the War of Independence. That is the mandate that the Irish Republican Brothers set out. We set up the state exactly and verbatim as defined in the 1916 proclamation, and I think that's very important, and you can see it here. Having organized and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organization, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organization, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizens Army, I mean, doesn't that make it perfectly clear to everybody who founded the art? This thing that Owen McNeill founded, Michael Cusick founded, this is only propaganda, lies and deception. We set up, the Irish Republican Brotherhood set up the Sovereign Republic of Erin exactly and verbatim as defined in that document. That document, the proclamation, the 1916 proclamation, and the Sovereign Constitution, they're the foundation documents of the Sovereign Republic of Erin. And it's time people understood them. And it's time Europe asked questions. They have our tricolour flag hoisted in Europe. Who gave them permission to use that? They're only a provision. That's why General de Gaulle wouldn't allow them into Europe until they became a sovereign government. And it was only after General de Gaulle died that they sneaked in. Britain wanted to join Europe and they pushed us in as well and sneaked in under the table. you have to be
saying about Nollaig-Ó-Gaire in what he wrote, Billy, and he, just on that thing, he says that you know, that even as late as joining the EU, we went in and the coattails of the British.
That's exactly what we did.
We were still a part of the empire, even though it wasn't
official. The Commonwealth. Isn't that what this is all about? This what's going on up in the north at the moment. We're not even invited. The Irish, they're talking about flags and about past and everything else up there. And yet the Irish Republican Brothers aren't even invited. Who owned? And that's their tricolour flag. All those symbols of the state are all kept in trust for the sovereign citizens. And I think it is unbelievable. And the other day we had our 156 sovereign Oireachtas in the teachers' club. There's very few parties in this country or organisations can go back 156 unbroken record, and we had it in the teachers' club, which is only a few doors down from Vaughan's Hotel.
Right,
a very successful. And we have the first woman, Christina, is the first woman Irish Republican Brotherhood chairperson in 156 years.
Right,
you know, and it is wonderful, and it needs to be built up. The people need to have confidence. The people need to know what they have. All that harp, all mathematics, all science, all astrology, all our civilization comes from that, and that's the pre-Celtic, which was the pre-Celtic Christianity, where every child was born sovereign.
Okay. Very good, baby. We'll take another short break there now. Okay, now we'll learn the history program tonight. I'm speaking with Billy Maguire, and Billy is president of the IRB. And the IRB have their big day coming up next Wednesday, the 21st of January. And it goes back to 1919. And it was when the first Dáil Éireann met. And the election of the previous December gave a very large majority to Sinn Féin. And the fundamental policy of Sinn Féin, of course, was that the representatives of the Irish people should meet in Ireland, that going to London was simply a waste of time. So they implemented that policy on the 21st of January 1919, and even though the British allowed it, they made a bad mistake, I think myself. In a lot of people think that by allowing it, you know, that it gave great momentum to the cause and a firm foundation. And of course they all had in mind Versailles and all these negotiations that were going on after the Great War, Billy, when all these different peoples were being offered sovereignty, and all those when they were breaking up the Russian and the Austrian and the German and Turkish empires. But it didn't apply to the victors, of course.
Yeah, but it didn't apply to the Irish people. I mean, it was a disgrace. I mean, a total capitulation by the British government, you know, to the UVF army. I mean, that was, and that has not, until that is sorted out and people come to realise, and you're, of all the people in the country, in the sovereign Republic of Ireland, they're sovereign citizens here, and the Presbyterian in God and the sovereignty.
Right.
And it's so important that that is part of the peace.
That British Army mutiny, Billy, that became a part of it, you know, when they were under orders to move.
Which are shameless. If you haven't your sovereignty, well, aren't you a slave?
That's
and
true.
You're a second-class citizen. That's and true. That's what they wanted
or
us to be.
If you're a subject of the Queen, you're not the same thing.
You're not the same thing.
No.
And the point is, and the Queen herself recognised, you saw yourself, that when she came here, where did she go to the first stop? The Garden of Remembrance in Parnell Square, because it's there because of Vaughan's Hotel, which looks out onto it. And as you know, the House of Lords, the Earl of Harrington, Archbishop Eames and the Presbyterian took their seats, and that it took 10 years to get permission from the Irish Republican Brotherhood for the Queen to lay that wreath. And she was delighted to do it because she recognised the sovereignty. I mean, royalty is one thing, but royalty is a fickle sort of thing, you know, that it's only fashion and thing. But the sovereignty is every child is born sovereign and every country is sovereign. You can't go into another country. It's mentioned every day on the radio about going in America, going into sovereign. And I keep on asking the Americans, where are you getting your sovereignty from? And they're not able, oh, the Constitution. You don't get the sovereignty from the Constitution. You get it from God is where you get your sovereignty from. The Constitution is from the people. And that's why the 32-county election of 1918 and ratified by the will of all the people.
All right.
And if you look and see what we have, people don't realize that those people, and King George V, he executed all our members, all the leaders of the 1916 Rising. They were all Irish Republican Brotherhood members. They were all intellectual people. They were well able to govern the state. And that's what's wrong today. You have these people walking off, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, chancers, I call them, who are not able to govern the state. They're only interested in themselves and their own positions and their pensions and their expenses. But as for the ordinary citizens, they couldn't care less about them. And once an election is over, you might as well. I mean, it's unreal. And to think of what we have. You mentioned there a minute ago about our territory. And I have it here because next week I'll be claiming, I, William James McGuire, claim sovereignty over all our territories, rivers, lakes, seas, fishing, fishing rights, mineral rights, licenses, and all the assets of the state on behalf of the sovereign citizens and the sovereign Republic of Éire and the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And that's what I'll be claiming next Wednesday.
Right.
And we have the biggest territory in Europe.
That's the continental shelf now, baby.
That's the continental shelf going right. I see rock all here in the, and all that mineral and all that oil.
Right.
And I see here, and that's an official map.
Of,
and anyone wants to see that map, if you go into billymaguire.com or into irishrepublicanbrother.ie, okay, it's up there. And nobody can deny that. Our neighbours, our next door neighbours, you can go halfway from Ireland to Canada and the United States of America. They're our neighbours. Right. That's what we share.
Okay.
And I can't understand why America is forever taking Britain's part all the time against us. And that Good Friday Agreement, as you know, was an absolute disaster. We weren't even invited to the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And they're talking about how are they going to sort out flags and that. I mean, the green, white and orange. And you know, when that was brought here by John Francis Maher, the orange was nearest the pole in deference to the Presbyterian people.
Right.
The Presbyterian people were the ones behind the War of Independence, because they saw the corruption. Presbyterian people had, sovereigns don't live like that. That's all I'm saying to you. We're not any to do with violence or war. We abhor those. But we are sovereign citizens, and we must behave like sovereign citizens ourselves. Be educated. You know, everything we do, our games, everything else is part of our sovereignty. And I think it is a wonderful concept, except we're not allowed. It always seems to be some other country.
There's a strong Dimmer connection, Billy, with the start of it, with the, William Smith O'Brien, you know, with the tricolour.
That's where it all comes from. That's where it goes back, all those that came back. You can trace it right back. Irish Republican Brotherhood, Fenian Brotherhood, going right, Young Irelanders, all those people. And that's come down. It's all that the people would become sovereign, and you have a sovereign right to education, that to have enough to eat, which they didn't have, and all as they were the hewers of wood and the drawers of water for the British Empire. All the food was taken by the Crown forces for their Crown forces, and the people here were left to starve. All we got was the rotten potatoes.
That's right.
I mean, that people have to stand up. There's two sides to everything. We want to be on good terms with our British neighbours. Sure, I'd say if you did a DNA test in Britain, you'd find they're mostly Irish people anyway, or Celtic. We were all the same people. But we have this, that they must come in here whenever they like and take what they like. We don't do that. We don't want to go to war with anything else. We want a sovereign government. We want to see our institutions of the state being properly run. I'm listening about that bank thing. Not the central bank nor any other bank in this country has a license to trade as a bank. There's one corporation in this state has a license to trade. Because a nod and a wink, that's all it was, Seamus, before. You come in here and or you could do what you like. And that's it. But you see, it's gone the other way too far now, because they see this, the Americans see this as well, that they can dodge paying tax in their own country. And it is always, you know, Hankton used to always say to me, I'd be giving on about sovereignty and that. And, you know, and he said, oh, Billy, it's always about money in the end. And all right, he was. It is always about money. But I think it's disgraceful that you won't see one politician there on Wednesday, nor will the Royal Dáil and Senator Oireachtas. They will not even stop for a moment to commemorate all those volunteers and Citizens Army people, all our great people who gave their lives to set up Dáil Éireann, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, and the Sovereign Republic and Dáil Éireann courts, the Four Courts, and the War of Independence. Not one will commemorate. There isn't even a plaque up in the Mansion House. And they will pretend that they lie and propaganda. And they'll all be bluffing and telling you this and telling you that.
Civil War, of course, but it did awful damage, didn't it?
Did terrible damage, deliberately, of course, deliberately imposed by Britain, as you know. The point is, we have to have a sovereign government because we can't sit in Europe. And the sovereign debt, all that money that's put down on your children and your grandchildren, that's all the responsibility. We don't owe one penny of that. Our currency is the pund. And we never, Dáil Éireann has never ratified the Anglo-Irish Treaty, the EU Accession Treaty, or the EU Treaty. So how can they pretend? It's like in 1919, in August 1919, King George V declared the Dáil Éireann to be an illegal assembly. So who did he do a treaty with in 1922, if he declared that? You know, people have to come up and find out, instead of all this old sniggering behind them. They have to face the truth. We're in Europe. We've had a very bad time. Our people, 70 million of our people worldwide, and you ask anyone the difference between the sovereign seal and the harp, they don't even know. And that all the symbols of the state, the tricolour flag, the sovereign seal, Anno Domini, is now 2015, the harp, the Easter Lily, the Shamrock, all the symbols, the Sovereign Constitution and the Proclamation, they're all, and not one Irish person, you ask them, they don't even know what it is. I ask people to take out a coin out of your pocket with the Sovereign Seal on it. 14 strings is what Ernest Blythe put on the money. Put it up to the mirror and you see the harp of the psaltery. It has to have air underneath it to be, make it legal, valid and bona fides. Or anything you get from the provisional government, they cannot put air on it. It's not legal, valid and bona fides. And when you go into court, as we've read out there, before you go into the court on anything, you write to the court clerk and ask, we have five constitutions in the state. What constitution is your case being heard under? And is it the sovereign constitution by the will of all the people on the 21st of January 1919? Is it the free state constitution imposed in the Shelburne Hotel by King George V? Or is it, the third one then is De Valera's 37th constitution. And you have the British constitution. You have the European constitution. Okay. The only legal, valid and bona fides is the sovereign constitution. And anybody who wants to read that, you download it from billymaguire.com or irishrepublicanbrotherhood.ie. That's the will of all the people of the 32 counties. And this thing, and De Valera's 36, which I read out to you, the name of the state is the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And they're pretending that it is, yet on that document, it's not written down republic. And how can they sit at the table in Europe and to leave that out? You can't do it. They're brazen their way through things. You're better off to just tell the truth and show the facts. We're trying to nod and wink. Oh, it'll be all right. The nod and wink days are gone. A very costly here with the banks. Not one of those banks have a... You see under your checkbook, you see the sovereign seal. None of them have air underneath it. And none of them have a license to issue that. You have to, in a republic, you have to have a license. Where would you get in your car? That's on your driving license when you're stopped on the road to produce your license. And you can do it because you have it, because you're a sovereign citizen. But all these banks, you should keep asking these, and you should talk to your politicians. You are sending them up to Leinster House on your behalf. And what are they doing? They're only looking after themselves. They're not looking after you, are they? They're putting a sovereign debt down on top of you, which is the responsibility of the Crown of England and the British taxpayers and the British government. We have no hand act or part in the euro. You know, you have to do things properly. There's a formal acceptance of those things. And that's what you do. But I think we have a great country if we only get our act together and with truth, knowledge and information. And this thing of taking the harp to war, that is it, has always been.
Oh yes, we take Dáil the same. We take another short break. I was going to ask you, Billy. I can usually on the history programme tonight. I'm with Billy Maguire, and Billy is president of the DRB. Several members of his family have held it before him, going back to the foundation of the Irish Republican Brotherhood in 1858. But we don't have very long left, Billy, in the programme, and I want to ask you the role the IRB intends to play for the 100th anniversary 2016.
It's a very important anniversary coming up, and of course the provisional government are trying to take it over, and they're hoping to get the other side of 2016 without all this information coming out. The Irish Republican Brothers, I've said in the last half an hour, they founded the state, the Sovereign Republic of Ireland. There was no other state founded in ERA. And that tricolour flag that flew over the GPO, that's the whole purpose of that tricolour flag. It unites everybody, all organisations. I said we're not a political organisation, but we're the umbrella group for all these organisations. And we intend on Easter Monday to start at Vaughan's Hotel, go across to the Garden of Remembrance, and we'll remember all our people who gave their lives, and we will go from there to down to the GPO, and we'll read our proclamation. Our proclamation. We will not allow Michael D. Higgins, the usurper of our proclamation, to read our proclamation. He doesn't recognise the state as founded by the Irish Republican Brotherhood. We will not allow anybody to use our tricolour flag, and it's for Irish men and Irish women is the theme for 2016, and all the symbol will be the tricolour flag. We hope to have a piper, which we will have. And
it's an umbrella organisation for everybody.
Everybody will under art, because that's what it is.
All right.
And nobody will carry placards or anything else. Okay. It'll be the tricolour flag. The Irish Republican Brother will probably have there that they had in New York this year, okay, on St. Patrick's Day. But after that, and we'll go up then to Arbor Hill.
Okay.
You can have all the placards and all the
very good, Billy.
The speeches you want there.
Very good, Billy. I'd like to thank you for coming on, Billy. This, I hope you have a good day next Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Seamus. And thanks to your listeners.
Thank you for looking after us, as he always does. And I'm going to wish you a good day on Saturday and Shokoing. This programme, of course, goes out on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, and it's rebroadcast the following night, Sunday night at 10. It's out at 12. It's a bit late now, but you can hear it twice. So you'll hear this programme at 10 o'clock on Saturday night and 12 o'clock on Sunday night. So I'm going to wish you a good day on Saturday and Shokoing. Seamus, I'll see you the one at all. Good day, Shifstan.